Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. My last attempt was interrupted by a woman having a very loud cell phone conversation directly outside my window, so we're trying again. If you know me, and you've been following along, you know that I just spent a few weeks in Europe, where obviously I do not speak all of the languages that I hear, because there are so many tourists speaking so many languages. And that got me thinking about language in general. So I wanted to share some thoughts and then do a quick activity that I think you will dig. But don't be put off by the word activity. Come on now, you know me. You think there are languages you don't yet know. Languages that will help move your work forward. And that thought is alluring. You can always learn Greek or Italian, SEO or marketing lingo. But you already speak the language of feeling and of knowing. The languages of dedication and of craft, of kindness and of steady perseverance speak loudest of all, and these you already have at your disposal. You already know that the hardest work is letting yourself be seen, letting your truest self be known, letting your feelings come to light and owning them as only a creator or artist or maker can. Letting all that is you and your truest talent in the world come forward instead of hoping a plan, a formula, a class, or a course will close the gap between your reality and your desires. You already speak the language of feeling and of knowing. When you stop pretending you don't know, when you stop acting like someone else has the answer, when you're brave enough to go in and in and in, down and down and down, then everything will change. And by everything, I mean nothing at all. The world will be exactly as it is, dirty and messy, boring and endless, small and tedious, vast and beautiful. But you will have grasped somewhere, all the way down, the tiniest kernel of your own knowing. You still won't speak Greek or Italian or SEO, but you'll know those aren't the most important words, nor are they your hardest work. When you're ready, you'll stop distracting yourself. And that will make all the difference. When people come to me for dominatrixing, which, by the way, has a spot left in May, and they want to talk about what it is that they need to do next, they want me to come up with what it is they need to do next, or they want me to decide what it is they will do next. And my job is not to tell you what that is. My job is to help you figure that out for yourself. This is one of the ways that we can help you figure it out for yourself on the subject of distraction. So if you're in a place where it's possible to close your eyes, we're going to take three deep breaths together in that embarrassing out loud breathing kind of way. Here we go. Eyes closed. One more big deep breath. And then imagine yourself in a forest somewhere. You can be in a meadow, you can be a densely wooded forest, you can be a forest on the ocean, a forest in a mountain, forest in a desert, doesn't matter. This is your imagination we're talking about. Take a look around the forest. See what you're wearing on your feet, if anything. See if there's anyone else with you. And then take a walk over to the tree that appears in your forest. You'll know the one. And then take a look at the door that appears in the tree. Open that door for me. And walk all the way down the staircase that appears. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you'll find there's a room. In this room, you feel completely and utterly safe. And Momo's there, who's my spirit animal. So there's a porcupine. He's golden and he's flitting around. He's generally mischievous. And in this room, there's a lot of stuff you notice when you start looking around, and it's the stuff you distract yourself with. So just take a look. There's just piles of it, just piles of stuff. These are the mental cigarettes that you smoke when there's nothing wrong and you decide that something's wrong. These are the things that you turn to when you're like, no, I don't have time for that. But you do have time, but you don't have time. These are the things that you do instead of the work that you know you're meant to do. Just take a minute, walk around, pick these things up, and look at them. It's overwhelming, isn't it? all these things that you do, that we do, that all of us do to distract ourselves from our work. And then if you take a look at Momo, a sweet little porcupine approaching you, he's going to hand you something to help. That something can be an object. It can be a piece of paper with a note on it. You can hear phrases or words. We're in the magic realm. Anything can happen here. But Momo can tell you the thing that needs to happen in order for you to stop distracting yourself. It might be a symbol. It might be a literal. Just notice. And then notice if there's anyone else in the room who has a message for you. This could be an animal, this could be a human, this could be someone you've never met, this could be someone you know well. And they have a book, and they write a phrase on it, should they have appeared. And just read that phrase. The trick of distraction is to keep overwhelming and overwhelming and overwhelming and overwhelming you. And the trick to overcome distraction is to realize that you don't have to sink into it or be overwhelmed by it. That there are simple, clear steps you can take to stop distracting yourself from doing your work in the world. So you've got Momo's token. You've got this phrase. And then just notice if there's anything else in the room that calls to you, that wants your attention, and let it speak to you now. And now Momo's going to take you back over to that staircase, and you're going to walk back up those steps you came down in the tree. You're going to close the door to the tree. Momo will ever so gently wave to you. Goodbye till next time. And then you're going to take a deep breath, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and come back to the room or the space where you are now. That's your inner knowing, and that's your inner magic, and that's what I can help you access, but I can't possibly decide for you. That's what I do. It would be my honor, as always, to help you do that work, that hard, beautiful, lovely work of finding out what it is that's deep down in your depths, and then helping you bring it to light. So, thank you for doing that with me. If you would like to access your particular magic in a group setting, there's M-School. That's brandcampblog.com/M-School. That Shizzy is $1.99. It's not on sale for much longer. We meet at Harry Potter World. You don't have to come to Harry Potter World. I can also have a one-on-one session with you. And there's also dominatrixing, which is when we walk right through your business in a series of phone calls to really figure out where it is you're going and to get you some momentum in going there. I am desperate for you to come to M School because we meet at Harry Potter World, and who the fuck doesn't want to do that? So please take a look at it, brandcampblog.com/M-School. We do exercises like that and lessons, and we come together in ways that are new and exciting to me that I haven't done before with a group. It would be my absolute honor for you to do that. But remember, regardless, that I can't tell you what you want. Nobody else can tell you what you want. No class can fix you. No course can change you. It's all a matter of you getting to know you. So find the people that help you do that, and then love the shit out of them. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of That's What She Said. If you haven't yet, I really encourage you to go back and listen to Magic Often Feels Like Broken. It feels like the next right thing if you haven't yet done that. That's one of my favorites. Thanks again. I will see you next week. Bye, guys.